ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 We are reading from Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 13, text number 17. The subject matter of this chapter is the nature, the enjoyer, and the consciousness. Three things are explained. The soul is not enjoyer, but the super soul is the enjoyer. But the soul nevertheless covered in the material nature thinks he is an enjoyer. So, such polluted consciousness can never reveal the Paramatma feature to him. But regardless, such living entity who is conditioned by the modes of material nature, especially the ignorance, the super soul is sitting side by side to him. And Krishna is explaining this functionality of super soul, why he is there. That is, his own personal expansion is there, and why he is there. So this particular sloka, avibhaktam cha bhuteshu vibhaktam eva cha sthitam bhuta bhartu tatajnyayam grashishnu prabhavishnu cha. Avibhaktam means without division, cha also bhuteshu in all living beings, vibhaktam means divided, eva, as if, cha also, sthitam, situated, bhuta bhartru, means the maintainer of all living entities, cha also, tat that, geyam, to be understood, grashishnu, means devouring, prabhavishnu, developing, cha also. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Although the super soul appears to be divided among all beings, he is never divided. He is situated as one. Although he is maintainer of every living entity, it is to be understood that he devours and develops all. The Lord is situated in everyone's heart as the super soul. Does this mean that he has become divided? No, actually he is one. The example is given of the sun. The sun at the meridian is situated in its place, but if one goes for 5,000 miles in all directions and asks where is the sun, everyone will say that it is shining on his head. In the Vedic literature, this example is given to show that although he is undivided, he is situated as if divided. Also, it is said in the Vedic literature that one Vishnu is present everywhere by his omnipotence, just as the sun appears in many places, many persons. And the Supreme Lord, although the maintainer of every living entity, devours everything at the time of annihilation. This was confirmed in the 11th chapter when Lord Krishna said that he had come to devour all the warriors assembled at Kurukshetra. He also mentioned that in the form of time he devours also. He is the annihilator, the killer of all. When there is creation, he develops all from their original state, and at that time of annihilation, he devours them. The Vedic hymn confirms the fact that he is the origin of all living entities and the rest of all. After creation, everything rests in his omnipotence, and after annihilation, everything again returns to rest in him. These are confirmation of Vedic hymns. Yato va imani bhutani jayante yena jayan jatani jivanti yat prayanti abhisham vishanti cha brahma tad vigyashava. This is in Taittiriya Upanishad, 3rd chapter, 1st verse. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Tapadakamalam Shri Guru Vaishvamsa Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sadhanarumatam Tantam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sadhanalita Shri Shatam Tamsa He Krishna Karma Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopita Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Dakta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishwanu Sute Devi Pranamami Haripriye Pancha Kalpa Durvyasya Kripa Sindhu Nyayuja Patitana Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Vedanta Srivasadi Gaurava Padavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Although the Supersoul appears to be divided amongst all beings, he is never divided. He is situated as one. Although he is the maintainer of every living entity, he is to be understood that he devours and develops all. So there are scientific experiments are going on since many, many years. And there is also an attempt about the news that I got when I was in London in month of April. End of April, that they are building a superconductor under the earth, like a cyclotron. It's about 10 mile radius, and they are making a very powerful magnet. So when electrons will be bombarded, there will be also magnetic field that will make a reverse path, and there will be another shooting. So when these particles come and collide, there will be super energy released, and they will be calculating because they believe there is a God particle in it, and they will be calculating. It's called God particle. Krishna is expanding himself as Paramatma, the source of all energy. A tiny soul, when he occupies the body, he thinks that he is the enjoyer. But without the presence of super soul, neither he can develop the body, he can grow, nor he can produce any byproduct. Without the super soul. The super soul is the source of energy that motivates other or all the living entities in this composite body. A single soul has no capacity. Just imagine. This is the body which is composed of some several trillions of cells. Krishna. Thus, how many cells? Millions and trillions of cells are there. And each and every cell is a living entity because it has nucleus. A single cell does eating, it rests, sleeping, mating, it produces its own cell by dividing and defending. There is a defense system in the cell, both internally built as well as some of the cells attack. In the blood even there are white corpuscles, WBCs. They are devouring the other foreign particles. So defense is there. So eating, sleeping, mating and defending is common to all the living entities. We call ourselves a living entity. Are we a cell? Where are we located? We are not cell. We are conscious. So some of our, where we are located in the heart of hearts, that is very conscious. But our consciousness is limited, pertaining to my own desires only. But because these desires are different and separated from Krishna's desire, who is also sitting as a super soul by my side, in almost the same place where I'm staying in this body, I have no capacity on my own to execute any function because I'm a cell. I'm dependent. Even in this body, we are dependent upon so many cells. And yet we claim, this is my body. This is me. What a gross ignorance is that. But the super soul is the expansion of the same Supreme Personality of Godhead, who has the same form, but he can be the tiniest, minutest than even ourselves. At the same time, bigger than the biggest. Simultaneously. Anoraniyam mahato mahiyan. He is smaller than the smallest and bigger than the biggest. Let me see that verse. Prabhupada quotes this verse so many places. It's taken from the Vedas.
Chapter 8.
This is old Bhagavad Gita, chapter 8. Anoraniyam mahato mahiyam. When we want it will come. Yeah. కవిం పురాణం అనుశాసితారం అనోరణీయం సమనుత్ స్మరేద్యయ సర్వస్య దాతారం అచింత్య రూపం ఆదిత్య వ్రణం తమస పరస్తాత్. One should meditate upon the Supreme Person as the one who knows everything, as he is the oldest, who is the controller, who is smaller than the smallest, who is the maintainer of everything, who is beyond all material conception, who is inconceivable, and who is always a person. He is luminous like the sun, and he is transcendental beyond this material nature. So, the super soul can even live in the heart of the soul. In the heart of the soul, it can become that smallest. And scientists want to estimate that as in the form of a particle, not in the form of Vishnu with forehanded. Super soul has a form, and he is standing with Shankha Chakra Gada Padma on the lotus feet, on the lotus flower. He's smaller than the smallest. And he is the maintainer. He is the annihilator also. Because of his presence, that our functionality begins. Dynamism begins. The consciousness is the gift of him. The super soul. He gives the consciousness. He motivates the soul. He wakes him up. Come on, you have come here to fulfill your desire. Here is the place. Get up, my child, and enjoy my ass kicks. He won't say that, but he is experiencing that. Krishna provides that facility. On our own, we are unable to do. And yet they want to find him through splitting of an atom. And there are over 2,000 scientists engaged in this, finding out the God particle, what they call. The God particle. They are really calling God particle. And because there are many Indian scientists there, they say, yes, yes, this is our God. You know, because even Srila Prabhupada says that this is anti-material particle which has completely opposite characteristics of a material particle, and how to find? Simply by splitting the atom. There are intelligent scientists after failure in looking into the secrets of life. They said, we could not remember during our experiments when the life itself slipped away from our hands. What to speak of finding out the secret of life. Life slips away. We cannot catch it. So, they think the super magnet will be able to do the job. Keep on hearing. It's cost billions of dollars to construct this superconductor for splitting of an atom. But here we see that the superconductor, today we have in Srimad Bhagavatam about the glories of Balaram. And Balaram, in the form of Anantashesh, is controlling himself. Otherwise, he is filled with anger and wrath. And his function is to devour. Anantashesh is to devour. He even induces Lord Shiva to help in destruction. Because Lord Shiva is a transformation of Lord Balaram, Ananta. From Shankarshan came Shankar. So, as a super soul of everyone, The Lord is pervading all the way from Golok Vrindavan, expanding himself in his swaushas, his personal expansions. He doesn't send anybody, but he expands personally and accompanying the mudha jiva, the foolish jiva. Because after all, it is his son. The jiva is his son, he claims. So, Krishna is telling, wow, where did I lose my anodaniya? Avibhaktam means without division. Avibhaktam means divided. When he expands, does it mean he's become fragmented? When somebody expands, everybody has an expansion. You are an expansion. Your father is whole and you are a whole. Is it that he is becoming fragmented? No. So how is the super soul is a fragmented portion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? But people foolishly think. But it is not like that. He is situated as one. Uniformity. All the super souls have one and one function to motivate the living entity for which he has occupied this particular body, complex body. You want that, I'm giving you this body. Now wake up. So without the help of super soul, he does not wake up even. That consciousness, individual consciousness, begins at 7 months of its, the fetus growing. He cannot do anything. When his consciousness recognizes that he's in a precarious condition, then he immediately prays to the Lord to get him released. So, preparation for delivery is there. It happens between 7 to 9 months. But that infusion of acknowledgement is given by the super soul who is sitting in his heart. Come on, it's time, now get up. It may take time to get up or come out and start living. But the as soon as he comes out, he has to struggle for life. He has to struggle for life. Means we think that he has been born, so let's celebrate happy birthday to you. But poor child is in the precarious condition. He is struggling to exist. Right? So, the process of devouring already began as soon as he is born. Process of devouring is beginning. And yet, the Supreme Person is super soul within the heart, infuses. Come on, what do you want? You have a limited span of life, but you got the opportunity. Fulfill your desires. Don't blame me. I'm providing everything, whatever you want in this particular life. Don't complain that you don't have this, you don't have that. You can have everything, but you can have all the reactions yourself too. Don't pass it to me. After enjoyment, don't pass the reactions to me. It is all yours. So, how to understand this functionality is the real question. Every entity in the human form of life is made in the image of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And He is given such an opportunity, not only as a proclivity or the desire that He has in imitation of the Lord's functions, but the super soul, who is the predominant, he has so much compassion on this, not confused, but totally unaware entity, that his compassion has to be understood. He's so much compassionate. In the compassion, he has given all the opportunities without any reservation, no holding back. Sometimes for the devotees, Krishna does not give. He has a lot of compassion for the devotee. Srila Prabhupada says that Krishna knows that it is not good for you, so why should he give? He loves you more. So in devotional process, when we count how much love in reciprocation we are obtaining in return of our devotional service, that itself is compensation. That's satisfaction. Yayatmasu prasidati. The satisfaction, the pleasure of the soul itself is the reward. Right? But to the devotees, whether he takes away from the devotee or bestows him, bountiful, doesn't matter. But for the mudha jiva, he is so much under ignorant that even though Krishna provides opportunity, he has his own mentality from the previous life, which is called prarabdha. Prarabdha, and it does not allow the material energy, material modes do not allow him to reciprocate. They interfere. That is Krishna's plan. Does not allow. So even though somebody works but does not get enough pay, he has to go through so many trouble. He says, I'm a simpleton person. I'm only well behaved. I do not cheat, do not lie, do not tell anything wrong. I do not hurt anybody, but yet I am suffering a lot. But he is not awakened about his identity and the relationship with the super soul who is sitting in. So as long as one is piousful, his progress is checked. He cannot make any further advancement. So material nature is interfering by Krishna's design, and even a so-called good person does not get. So all these functionalities are guided by the super soul. It is responsibility is to the super soul. Krishna in Golok Vrindavan does not come and interfere in your life. But he sends his expansions in such a way that our individual life is controlled by him, initiated by him, inspired by him. even the motivation that gives the dynamism for us to work, how to command and control the complex body, the living entity, how does he know? How does he know that he has to raise his hand or he has to... But it is all impetus coming by the super soul. As soon as the child is born, needs milk, and he knows how to suck the milk. It doesn't require training. So who motivates? There are so many examples you will find that it is the ultimate cause is the super soul for all our physical functionalities. Even though we don't know, it is there. Things, such things of the bodily functions are not to be taught. For example, people are so much worried about sex education, and more they were aware or more they are trying to impose this sex education, worse it is becoming. But in the previous time, there were progeny, but the target was not sense gratification. So, it was never to be taught. Such education is not necessary. It is the inclination, impetus, which is coming as the direction of the super soul. We never hear that there are schools, there are specialists and other things. And despite all situation is there, there are dysfunctionalities. So it's a business of a wrong kind. So the super soul gives the impetus even to the animals. But human being is a violator. He's a fool number one and cannot recognize the super soul who is directing all this. He thinks he is the doer. Without the help of super soul, nobody can do anything. That is the function. Buddha is remembering in the third canto about how Lord Shri Krishna is the real motivator through his through his expansion as Paramatma. He's remembering down the earth function in a living entity right from the beginning. And more one remembers, more he is in tune with Krishna's pastimes. He is participating. Lord Shri Krishna, before leaving the planet, instructed Uddhavji to preach the glories. So Uddhav is glorifying Lord Shri Krishna because when Vidura was away, he also took off. He didn't want to participate in Kurukshetra war. He went along the side of the Saraswati river to the north in the Himalayas, and he meets Uddhavji. Seeing Uddhav, the close associate of the Lord, Vidur came into ecstasy, and Vidurji glorified the biggest fortune of Uddhavji because he is the constant associate of the Lord. But seeing him alone, Vidur is asking the welfare of everyone like Lord Shri Krishna. And remembering Lord Krishna, Uddhav
is feeling so much ecstasy that his voice chalks up. He controls. The controlling aspect is very important in service of Lord Krishna. One should not pour out all the sentiments uselessly. You know? But understanding that function that Lord Krishna desired from Buddha to instruct Vidurji, and when Vidur is here right face to face, he's asking the question. So Uddhavji remembers Lord Krishna and glorifies right from the source of Paramatma. That he is the one who motivates. Without him, nothing can happen. All the dynamism a living entity can exhibit, it is the mercy of the Supersoul. And Lord Sri Krishna thus controls everything in his grip. Nothing is going away. So he is omniscient. He knows everything what is going on. So how an ordinary person who is not even purified well enough can understand the passing of the Lord, departing from this material world? How is it possible? He remembers so intensely. This is very important, that the Lord is accompanying every living entity. There is no question that of disappearance of the Lord. But when he returns to his Golok Vrindavan Dham, he goes in the self-same body. He does not leave a so-called mortal body behind. So, Uddhavji is telling about the Super Soul, who is Lord Krishna, his expansion, and how he is the cause of all the functions that the living entity can perform. So, unless and until one comes to know the presence of the Super Soul by the dint of knowledge and meditate upon him, he must realize him and he must see he is equally present in every living entity's heart. Then and then there are chances beyond this recognition that he will be able to enter into Golok Vrindavan face to face. Otherwise, no. Understanding Super Soul is very important. In this whole chapter, the verses pertaining to the Super Soul are that he is person. The Super Soul is a person. It's not impersonal. This Supreme Person, Personality of Godhead, he is expanding for the benefit of all the living entity. Otherwise, without his presence, nobody can do anything. So, these verses in this 13th chapter establishes the real enjoyer or the real person who is the cause of all causes. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used his verses to defeat the Mayavadi or impersonalist, the formless. Now he is the person. The Super Soul is a person. Dhyana vastid gatena manasa pasyantya yogina yasyantam na vidu surasurgana devaya tasmai namaha. It is impossible for suras and asuras to know him. It is impossible. But the yogis have accessibility by their meditation on the Super Soul, who is having four hands standing on the lotus flower.
He's situated within his own heart. So he doesn't have to go for anywhere. Simply by the process of meditation he can achieve. So how is it possible that a form can be divided into formless? Is it possible? A form is called Varshma. Varshma can produce a form. The body has so many different names. One of them name is Varshma. Varshma means the body which has the capacity to produce an identical body. So, is there a loss, fragmentation? Avibhakta means not to be divided. And vibhakta means divided. He appears to be divided because we don't see him. We heard that Krishna is in Golok Vrindavan. But when he is expanding himself, we think that he lost his existence, and because he is divided in everyone's heart. Do you think when everyone will die, he will become one? No. A form cannot be divided. The division that the scientists are trying to produce by dividing the particle into subparticle, and this, the endless particles are coming out, right? And they don't see the form. But nonetheless, they call it God particle. I don't know why. Some Indian scientists have brainwashed them to accept this term called God particle. But God particle is not a physical existence. It is there, but it is in its transcendental form. Right? And with all the mechanism that they are creating, like the superconductor and this super magnet and splitting devices and this and that, you know. However, superconductor, so much energy will be released and they will trap the God particle because it escapes all the time. You know? They can't find, they cannot, there is always a loss. They acknowledge this, that we want to capture this time. When Prabhupada wrote Easy Journey to Other Planets, this article about the God particle, what they say, it appeared in 1953. And they are still trying to split more and more. But somehow or another, they cannot capture this God particle. So, do you think it is formless, that's why they cannot capture? Or is it transcendental form? That's why they cannot capture. What is a better answer?
Transcendental.
Because it is transcendental form, all the qualities of transcendental situation is different and opposite to the material form. So, this particular verse is indicating that particular aspect of our knowledge, that on our own we have no capacity to do anything. What to speak of think, feeling, thinking, feeling and willing is also not possible. Unless Lord Krishna in the form of Paramatma wakes up us up, motivates us, you know, then we can do. This next verse is also very, very important. It is saying, Jyotisham api tad jyotis tamasah paramuchyate jnanam geyam jnana gamyam radhi sarvasya vishtitam. This is about the super soul, how it is. He is the source of light in all luminous objects. He is beyond the darkness of matter and is unmanifested. He is knowledge, he is the object of knowledge, and he is the goal of knowledge. He is situated in everyone's heart. So never think the super soul as Paramatma by nomenclature doesn't have any attributes or functionality. Because of its presence, everything is dynamic. The super soul, the personality of Godhead, is the source of light in all luminous objects like the sun, moon and the stars. In the Vedic literature, we find that in the spiritual kingdom, there is no need of sun or moon, because the effulgence of the supreme... Shri Radha Shyam Sundar ki. Thank you, Mataji.
Thank you.
I'd like to have some prasad with the door.
Okay. In the Vedic literature, we find that in the spiritual kingdom, there is no need of sun or moon because the effulgence of the Supreme Lord is there. In the material world, that Brahma Jyoti, the Lord's spiritual effulgence, is covered by Mahat Tattva, the material elements. Therefore, in this material world, we require the existence of the sun, moon, electricity, etc. Just like the spiritual particle of our being is covered by the material elements, so the Brahma Jyoti is also covered by the material particles, the three modes of material nature. They cover everything. Does it mean that we don't have? It is covered, but so it is not recognizable. Right? It is clearly stated that in Vedic literature that because of his luminous effulgence, everything is illuminated. It is clear, therefore, that his situation is not in the material world. He is situated in the spiritual world, which is far, far away in the spiritual sky. That is also confirmed in the Vedic literature, Aditya Varanam Tamasa Parastat. That is in Svetashatta Upanishad. He is just like the sun, eternally luminous, but he is far, far beyond the darkness of this material world. His knowledge is transcendental. And the Vedic literature confirms that Brahman is concentrated transcendental knowledge. To one who is anxious to be transferred to that spiritual world, knowledge is given by the Supreme Lord, who is situated in everyone's heart. One Vedic mantra, Svetashatar Upanishad, 6th chapter, 18th verse, is saying that Tam ah devam atma buddhi prakasham mumukshur vai sharanam aham prapadye. One must surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead if he at all wants liberation. As far as the goal of ultimate knowledge is concerned, it is beyond. It is also confirmed in the Vedic literature. Tam eva viditva eti mrityum eti. By knowing him, one can surpass the boundary of birth and death. This is in Svetashatta Upanishad, 3rd chapter, 8th verse. He is situated in everyone's heart as the Supreme Controller. The Supreme has legs and hands, contributes and distributed everywhere, and this cannot be said of an individual soul. Does your leg spread out everywhere, Nilesh? But Krishna's legs and hands are spread out everywhere. Can you see? Yes. Oh, good. Thank you. So, The Supreme has legs and hands distributed everywhere, and this cannot be said of the individual soul. Therefore, there are two knowers of the field of activity, this body. We know partially, and super soul knows everything. We know little of our body, but the super soul knows everything. The individual soul and the super soul must be admitted. This is our realization, that how to recognize the presence of the super soul. We are limited. We are simply being motivated by him. If he is the motivator, then he must be present, which is not me. People say wrongly, Atma so Paramatma. Atma so Paramatma. Means Atma is the same as Paramatma. What is the difference? But here is a very distinct difference. There are two. One is a partial knowledge, another is full knowledge of the body, the field of activity. If you live in a house, you may not own the house, you may rent the house, the owner remains different. But you have accessibility to reside in the house because you pay the rent. The rent is called karma. Everybody has to perform karma. That's called karma neva adhikarasti. Adhikar. Because you pay the rent. You will have to. Otherwise, how will you pay the rent to live in this body? You are not the owner of the body. The super soul is present to claim the ownership. One's hands and legs are distributed locally, but Krishna's hands and legs are distributed everywhere. This is confirmed in Shvetasatara Upanishad, 3rd chapter, 17th verse. Sarvasya Prabhum Ishanam Sarvasya Sharanam Brahat. That Supreme Personality of Godhead, Super Soul, is the Prabhu or Master of all living entities. Therefore, he is the ultimate shelter of all living entities. So there is no denying the fact that the Super Soul and Supreme Soul or the individual soul are always different. It's too hard, huh? Is it too hard? What do you think? How to recognize super soul? This is only on the knowledge aspect. Recognize. Practical aspect, there is something that is called Brahmanical initiation. To recognize the super soul is existing in each and everyone's heart is one thing. But now, to experience this super soul, to realize super soul in everyone's heart, and to live accordingly, this is the stage of advancement, and that's why second initiation is required. Brahma janati iti brahma. But that Brahman's position should come. Brahma bhuta prasanna atma na sochati na kaankshati samat sarveshu bhuteshu mad bhaktim labate param. Transcendental devotional service will be only obtained to the one who first of all knows the Brahman. Or in the Supreme Brahman who is situated as Paramatma in everyone's heart. Therefore, the Pancharatriki Vidhi of offering all the manifested elements in the service of the Lord by waving arti, chamar, this is connected with the transcendental process of Bhagavad Gita in this ceremony. It's not only greeting the Lord, it also entails that we serve the Lord by all this paraphernalia, which are the constitutions of our body too. We offer everything in the service. And moreover, because He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but now He is appearing in front of us as the form of the selfsame Lord to accept our service. That is called Archa Vigraha. We talked about Varshma, right? But this is Vigraha. So in second initiation we are given deity worship. What does Kapil Dev say to Mother Devahuti about deity worship? Reading third canto. Said, "My dear mother, if a pujari fails to see the Paramatma in everyone's heart who is coming to have darshan,
then he is offering the oblations into the ashes."
Yeah. His puja does not reach to Krishna. If he fails, and this is the same deity worship is a training ground to realize Paramatma simultaneously. So one should not neglect, one should cultivate more and more purity, more and more concentration on the Paramatma feature. We think that, well, we are devotees and we are directly learning about Lord Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then why do we have to bother about this so-called impersonal knowledge and Paramatma feature? No, they are very essential. You recognize something, but did you realize that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead? No. If you have not realized, means you have not come face to face with Lord Krishna. It's as simple as that. You do not see Lord Krishna 24 hours a day. Only realized people can. No. Therefore it is necessary that you have to understand the Supreme Absolute Truth through the knowledge. It may be impersonal, but it is part of Him. And advancement as Paramatma. We don't have to sit down like yogi and meditate within our own heart. It doesn't say that. That yogic process is not successful in the age of Kali. But the process of pure, this devotional service is the means for such success. So we have to learn. We have to cultivate those qualities of Brahman. We have to act like a Brahman. And then we are supposed to progressively see the Paramatma feature in everyone's heart, including the deities. Mayavadi say that why do you have to go to the temple? Lord is everywhere. And Prabhupada said, if Lord is everywhere, why is not in the deity? So what portion of that expansion and is Paramatma feature should be in the deity? Paramatma is situated only in the living entity. Then why does Brahma say Andantarastha Paramanu Chayantarastham Govindamadi Purusham Tamahamaya? He is expanding as Paramatma to sustain even a dead material element. We see it dead, but if you see in the X-ray diffraction and electron microscope and so many, you will be really, really surprised that
It is a very dynamic particle. The electrons are moving around the nucleus. A movement is there. Dynamism is there. There are dull matters, but still they are active. What to speak of uranium? They are very highly activated elements and the particles. And they want to use the same to split the God particle. No atom bomb can capture God. Nothing can be destroyed. So, because it has the transcendental configuration, transcendental. So this 13th chapter is pushing us to the knower of all the bodies, not one body. Kshetra kshetragya. Sarva kshetreshu bharata. I am the knower of each and every body. There is also in this purport that came that everything comes from Lord Sri Krishna who is sitting in the heart. Sarvasya chaham radisannivishto matta smritir gnana bohanam cha. In this way, matta means by the presence of the super soul, smriti comes, jnana comes, and apohanam also comes. Smriti means remembrance, jnana means realization, and apohanam means forgetfulness. All three things come from him. Who are you? Well, I'm a doctor. Doctor? Oh, I'm knowledgeable about medicine. You are knowledgeable? Where does this knowledge come? No. You are not knowledgeable. You are a mudra. Like that. Because if one is bereft of the recognition of Paramatma, visualization means realization of Paramatma, he is nowhere. This is the purpose of human form of life, not other things. Realization of Paramatma is a tough subject, but that's what we are ending up studying often, more and more and more and more. And no wonder even the close associate of Lord Krishna, Uddhavji, has to start glorifying him in his Paramatma feature. So these are wonderful examples, and we have to understand that it is not only meant for yogis and we discard him. It's also very wonderful that Krishna is directing Arjuna that you have to go to that person who is sitting in your heart. He says that. You have to surrender to him. And Krishna is there. We have to surrender to the personality. But why he is directing us that the one which is in your heart and directing all your activities, you should surrender to him. It is his own expansion, but why he is telling that you have to first, surrender to Paramatma feature. One cannot jump like monkey to enter into the Vrindavan Leela. Gopis were knowing everything. They were not supposed to be taught. We have to be trained because we have so many misconceptions.
Therefore, we have to go through the bottom line process. You know, what is the bottom line process?
Chanting
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare
Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram,
Hare
Hare. We think we are innocent, or we messed up our lives. Too much. So better chant Hare Krishna, and then think of the knowledge, Divya Gyan, and then see a Paramatma, and then things will come up.